gang. Welcome to another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is the torpedo of free speech because it blasts ships out of the water. It blasts ships of nonsense out of the water with our free speech. And that doesn't come cheaply. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash the donate button, send badly needed fundage, or call it in. Jeremy, what's the call-in number?
1-800-724-2719, extension 3.
724-7... Is that what it is?
1-800-724-2719, extension 3.
2719, extension 3. I will try to remember that. And then also nationalbugle.com, it is your place. It is the home of the Co-Certified app, which rumor has it there is going to be a new Co-Certified commercial out there after all these years. Rumor has it.
Okay. Will it be as good as the Patrick and Jeremy commercial?
Because I haven't seen the script yet, but honestly, I mean, what's going to be as good as the Jeremy and Patrick commercial?
Yes, it has no equal. It has no rival.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I mean, I don't mean to put down the other fascinating and fun commercials on RBN, but the Patrick and Jeremy one, which I hear may at some point have updates to it.
There's going to be a part two of that commercial. Mm-hmm. Just like you have the part two of the other commercials on RBN, of the great advertisers.
Great advertisers for great products. Mm-hmm. Speaking of great products, you got an email recently.
Yeah, we left off last night on Patrick and Jeremy in Plain Sight. We were talking about geopolitics, and I want to take a little bit of a pause to answer an email from Adam. This reads, "To whom it may concern. Hi, I don't know if this will reach Dr. Slattery or not, but one time during Don Black's show, probably well over a year ago at least now, someone briefly mentioned that Dr. Slattery used the character Goku from the Dragon Ball anime to make a point about something on his own show. I was never able to find that show, but I've always wondered what point Dr. Slattery made using Goku, because I have my own theories about how Dragon Ball parallels the white nationalist struggle, etc. And I am curious how his point or theory might square with mine, if he doesn't mind sharing. It's fine if you guys are too busy to indulge me on it, though. Please and thanks. From Adam." First, I think you're going to have to explain to the audience, what is Dragon Ball Z and who is Goku?
Okay, so honestly, okay. First of all, explain what it is. Dragon Ball Z is an animated cartoon from Japan. And honestly, I don't even know the story very well. I know that there's Goku and there were some other people whose name began with Go something else. He had maybe a father or a son. And I didn't really watch it much. I watched it very little, but I was familiar with it because the Toriyama Akira was the cartoonist, and before he did Dragon Ball, he always wanted to do Dragon Ball, but before he did Dragon Ball, he spent 5 years doing a different comic book / animated cartoon called Dr. Slump. And I am an enormous Dr. Slump fan. It was about a inventor who built a little robot girl with purple hair who was just completely wacky and zany, and it was really, really funny. But he ditched that after 5 years. It became very popular. And then he started doing Dragon Ball, which was just enormous all over the world. So honestly, I know this is a very disappointing answer. I know Dragon Ball had something to do with a quest for these Dragon Balls. Maybe there was five of them. I'm not sure. But I don't even know really what it's about. Why would I have been mentioning Goku? Well, most likely because Andrew Anglin, he wrote an article once, and at the end of the article, I don't even remember what his article was about, but at the end of the article, he said, he quoted Muhammad Ali. And Muhammad Ali said, what you are thinking is what you will become, right? So what you are thinking is what, it's another way of, like, you know, it's like mind over matter. You know, if you're thinking you're going to become the champion, then you'll become the champion. So what you are thinking of is what you will become. And Andrew Anglin finished the article with, that's why I'm always thinking about Hitler.
That's almost
Goku. So he said, it's like I'm always thinking about Hitler, .. and Goku.
It's almost a Nietzschean will to power type thing.
I just thought that was funny. And so I talk about Goku. I don't really know a whole lot about Goku. I know what he looks like, and I know he wears kind of like an orange overall kung fu suit that's got the, for whatever reason, it's got the Chinese character for turtle on the back, Kame. And somewhere in the cartoon, Kamehameha is a thing, which would mean the turtle faction or something like that. Kamehameha, which sounds very, very similar to the ancient Hawaiian king Kamehameha. Yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. I know nothing.
So maybe, mm-hmm. I'm just giving my take. Maybe Goku, with this will to power type mentality, could be compared to the white race.
World I don't power. Know. But the thing is, the gentleman who wrote to us, what was his name?
Oh, and Adam.
Adam. So what I'm curious, because Adam has a theory on how Dragon Ball Z mirrors or informs the white nationalist movement. I don't have an idea. I would like to hear his idea. So if Adam, if you're out there, drop us a line and explain it. And I tell you what, I am willing to do research into Dragon Ball Z in order to have an opinion on it, because I think it's worth it.
There we go. Yeah. Well, we got that taken care of. Shall we go back to geopolitics?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's see, where do we leave off? The Eastern and Western balance. The West with its neoliberalism, global homo, you know, United States, NATO, and whatnot. And now we see this alliance in the East with Russia and China. They were doing some Sino-Russian ops, Navy-wise, to sort of send a message to the West, I think, that they're allied. They're not going to take any crap from the West. That's kind of where we're at. In order for a global governance to happen, one of these sides would have to collapse, either the East or the West. And right now it looks like it's pretty much a standoff. But the West is looking pretty bad.
The West is looking pretty bad. So if you look back over the past couple hundred years or so, since, I guess, what was it, the Treaty of Paris that ended the Napoleonic Wars, you had like almost 100 years until about the start of World War I, you had a half dozen or so great powers in Europe. You know, you had Prussia that morphed into Germany. You had Russia. You had France. You had England. You had Italy. Maybe you could throw in the Ottoman Turks. And there would be a balance. And, you know, basically Britain would side with one group or another and keep a balance. Which maybe, did that break down with World War One, or I mean, it's common to say, yeah, that broke down with World War One. Although another way of looking at World War One, it would be that it was just Jewish scheming. But whatever, we'll move on. Then after that, you've got between World War One and World War Two, you've got this weird period where you still have these countries with their empires, France and Britain in particular, big overseas empires, Germany, which was on the losing, Germany and the Ottomans, who were on the losing side of World War One, had their empires stripped from them. And, you know, it's kind of this period with a lot of movement eventually with Germany and Japan and Italy lining up. But that was a brief period, relatively speaking. And then you had the whole long Cold War period with a superpower United States and a superpower Russia, and basically having their own groups of satellites and allies, and it was kind of balanced that way. Then we've gone into this period for the past 30 years, which was considered unipolar, where you had the United States, it was a big gorilla in the room, but it completely screwed up, and it just went on, it just did all these wars for Israel that eroded its army, it eroded morale, and at the same time, domestically, was at war with itself. I mean, it was at war with its own majority population, and it's got to the point where now you've got this whole, the corona apocalypse. But as the United States is fighting wars for Israel and fighting a war against its own population, and becoming much weaker, in the process. You had a Russia that recovered to a significant extent, and a China that is finally, after how many, like numerous bad centuries in a row, is all of a sudden emerging as a superpower itself, and the two are allied with each other. And while the United States, it has as nominal allies a lot of very wealthy countries in Europe and in Japan, Canada and Australia, for the most part, they suffer from a lot of the same disease that the United States does, in particular, in the case of these white countries, having an elite that is at war with the population. So it's very, very sick. Our side's very sick.
If we could flash back to that World War I era, So you had, prior to World War I, Otto von Bismarck's Second Reich, and you had the British Empire. And I think that the British Empire saw the German Empire as a threat, and they wanted to take it out. And I think that was, if I'm looking at this from a 30,000 foot view, was the basis of World War I, was to take out Germany as a threat to the British Empire. And, early on in the century, in the 20th century, the British, in order to attain their goal, gave lots of power to the Jews in the 1917 Balfour Declaration, giving the Jews, the Palestinian territory, because they had, the British Empire owned it. And then you had Hitler rise up, which was another threat to the British Empire, and the British Empire pretty much exhausted itself and, should I say, blew its load on getting rid of Germany, and then they pretty much collapsed, and you had the Western power of the United States empire take over. Did I call that right? What do you got on that?
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's a lot of different ways of looking at the years leading up to World War I, but what you just mentioned with Britain looking at a surging Germany, that might be very akin to the United States looking at a surging China. And there's been a lot that's been written on that. So the Industrial Revolution really took place in Britain. It was really a British thing. And Britain learned a lot of things about industry the hard way. And, when Britain was undergoing the early Industrial Revolution, Germany wasn't a unified country. It was a lot of principalities. They were kind of like loosely aligned in the Holy Roman Empire, but it was pretty loose. They didn't have a central state. They had a lot of smart people, and there were a lot of important intellectual developments going on in Germany, but there wasn't a German state to marshal those intellectual resources. But yeah, Otto von Bismarck puts together a German state, and it industrializes very fast. And just like with China, China was able to industrialize very fast because, it wasn't inventing the wheel. The wheel was already invented. and all it had to do was adapt it. And the Germans didn't have to invent the wheel, but not only that, the Germans are just really, really good engineers. And so what you had is during the years of Otto von Bismarck and the immediate years after him, Germany overtook England as being the most important, most advanced industrial country, at least technological country. I mean, the United States was doing the same type of thing, but Germany just it eclipsed Britain. And so the idea that World War One was in large part Britain and France, but you know, Britain in particular, getting worried about a surging Germany, that's a very good way of looking at it.
And you had also this oil in the Middle East and the rise of the internal combustion engine and Germany's alliance with the Ottoman Empire, definitely a threat to the British Empire in getting oil out of the Middle East. That probably played a huge part. Hello, Lawrence of Arabia.
Mm-hmm. Well, one other thing is, you know, if you look at World War One, the first 2 or 3 years, Jewish power wasn't really behind allies. The Jews were, at least in the United States, New York Times and other Jewish-owned publications were supportive of Germany.
Interesting.
Yeah, largely because, not because of Britain so much, but because Germany was fighting against Russia. And Russia, you know, the Tsar was an anti-Semite. And so you had with the Balfour Declaration represented a real shift. And you can see, in the months before the Balfour Declaration and after the Balfour Declaration, the editorial slant of these Jewish-owned American newspapers shift from being pro-Germany to being pro-Britain. And of course, the Jewish lobby, you know, Lord Rothschild and the Jewish lobby used their connections with Wilson to drag the United States into the war on behalf of Britain.
And so, as you've very skillfully done in very few words, I mean, you've compared that to a situation today of China being an emerging power and possibly the Jewish-dominated elite in the West thinking that, well, we'll just handle this China threat like we handled the German threat over 100 years ago, right? Is that where we're going with that?
It could be. But, you know, China is an enormous country, and China's got better allies. It's got a much better ally in Putin's Russia than Germany had in, you know, the Austro-Hungarian Empire or the Ottoman Empire.
So perhaps the Jewish elite think that they can subvert China, you know, with the BlackRock thing getting into China's finances. Maybe you could speak on that just for a moment. How plausible is that?
What was the Jewish elite getting into China? The financial elite, the Jewish financial elite is always going to try to get into wherever they can. Their foothold in China is much less than their foothold in any other major country, which is why they would want to put some energy into getting that foot in there a little bit more. But the Chinese, more than any other country on earth, have been able to maintain their own economic and financial sovereignty. You know, they make concessions, but their concessions are few and far between compared to the benefits that they get. I mean,
to everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Ready every move he makes, another chance he takes. The odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
They make concessions, but their concessions are few and far between compared to the benefits that they get. I mean, the United States, Europe, Japan, all these countries have opened up their markets, and China hardly reciprocates.
But to say that the Jewish elite have already compromised China is not plausible, but rather to say that the Jewish elite, financial people, are trying to subvert China, maybe a more accurate stance. That's where I was going with all this.
Well, they're trying to. The thing is, things right now are really coming to a head, and I don't know how much more movement there can be, how much, for instance, how much deeper Jewish finance could get into China before things come to a head. Because you've already got like The Hill, which isn't such a major publication, but The Hill, they had an editorial today calling on fake President Joe Biden to clarify that the United States would defend Taiwan militarily. And Tucker had that gay guy on saying the same thing about, what, a week ago. And, you know, this talk is going on and on. Our own society is on the verge of collapse. And if anything were to happen, it would have to happen soon. And that really doesn't leave much more time for, say, Jewish financial penetration into China. So I just don't think that's going to wind up being a big factor. Things things are going to be happening, and they're going to be happening really. I don't know. I'm just saying, how can our present circumstance drag on much longer?
And we can seg you when you're ready.
Seg you.
The Dark Winter. This is from a Stormer article, dailystormer.su, formerly known as Tranny Watch, currently known as John Carpenter's Folks Watch. Michael Yaden's message. So I guess Michael Yaden was a former Pfizer elite member.
Okay.
Michael Yaden's message on the coming dark winter. This is dailystormer.su. Andrew Anglin, the writer here. Michael Yaden is a former high-level Pfizer employee who has been speaking out against the virus hoax and the deadly vaccine. And he issued a dire warning regarding the coming dark winter from this Telegram channel. So I guess this is Yaden on Telegram, quoting Yaden. I desperately want to be wrong. We'd all have a good laugh at my expense, and I'd even lead the charge, but I'm not wrong. At the very best, we've had most governments lying to us over 20 months. This has caused, or at least contributed to, hundreds of thousands of deaths. The world economy has been reshaped, destroying big chunks of the aspirational middle classes, as well as their predecessors. Billions of people are somewhere between unstable and clinically insane. That's interesting. Lockdown, masks, business closures, immunity, PCR tests, vaccines, all lies or severely misleading takes on everything. The worst part from my perspective has been the Soviet level of propaganda and suppression and censorship. Not only the main legacy media, but almost the entire internet is controlled by perpetrators. Where is this all going? There's the challenge. Cowards assert it'll get better on its own, pretending it's a natural phenomenon, but they're the worst. There's a large group who genuinely don't know what's going on, a growing number of whom are stirring uneasily. They sense it doesn't all add up. They won't be initiators, but could be recruited by an alternative media that's not only plausible, but true. Some others know that we've suffered a global coup d'etat, but are pinning their hopes on an outcome that just enforces restrictions. That's just wishful thinking. Consider the ambition of this as well as its costs and risks. I don't believe the return on that can be as limited as restricting our freedoms to fly, eat meat, to drive, and to whack on the heating whenever we want. So I'm with the catastrophist, the catastrophist, the people who believe in catastrophe, who think depopulation is by far the most likely. It's depressing because despite 18 months of attempts to point out the myriad obvious untruths being told, coupled recently by the mass scale of injuries and deaths, the lies continue thick and fast. I have a strong and I think well-founded fear of a winter, of torture. They've already trailed enough things to be pretty sure some combination of these are coming. I'm asking for imaginative help. If you were me, what do you think is the most effective way to reach a lot more people? Cheers. This is from Mike Yaden, former hierarchy in Pfizer.
Okay.
Talking about a dark winter. And laying out what we've witnessed.
All right.
Censorship. Yeah, go ahead, Patrick.
Well, we're at the break, so we'll discuss this on the other side then.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are back, and just before the break, you were reading, and I just want to clarify, it was, you were reading from the Daily Stormer, but those weren't Andrew Anglin's words, those words about a dark winter coming, words about all of the repression. Those were from a Michael Yaden, who is a former high-level person at Pfizer, correct?
Yes, that's it. Speaking out against the virus hoax and the vaccines, pretty much all the talking points that we have been putting out, he's verified.
Well, I mean, this is what we were talking about earlier today. We are reaching levels of, what was the term that we were using? Pivot. Like in international politics, inflection point.
Yes.
We are reaching levels of inflection points previously thought impossible. I think a lot of people are seeing something big is coming. And it's hard to predict exactly what it is. I don't know if anybody really knows, because I don't think that the world is completely controlled by some shadowy group. I think there's a lot of competition, and there's a lot that goes on, and that nobody really knows what's going what's going to, how things are going to play out. But I think a lot of people who are observing lots and lots of people think something is up. And you know, I was talking to some boomers tonight, older people, and they say they don't know who the president is. I mean, it's obviously not Biden who's running things. They don't know. They know something's wrong, but they don't know what it is. And even though, like, I think I'm a smart guy, I know something's wrong and I know a lot about it, but I don't know how things are going to play out.
Well, for the listeners, and I know what you're talking about, but delve into inflection points. Get into a little description of that.
Well, I guess it's where is inflection point even the best word, but where things can go one way or another. Like an inflection, like when you're speaking, an inflection is just like a stressed syllable or something. So maybe it's not really the right term to use, but like turning point, you know, things are going to turn one way or another. They can't continue like this. And, you know, we're in the middle of massive flux in world history. This is, if civilization continues, they're going to look back. This will be, this period of time is going to be studied and everybody will know about it. Just like everybody knows about, you know, the world wars, this may wind up being even more significant than the world wars, very likely. Because right now we've got all the technology where they actually could turn this into a prison planet.
And this is what's cool about the whole thing. I don't know if I want to use cool, but this is what's interesting. The next generation of Zoomers, they could be listening to these archives on RBN on a Tor browser on the dark web. That's what I find fascinating. You know, in years to come, these Zoomers could be listening to us right now on RBN on the dark web.
Well, when I think back on my life, and all the, the 80s. What was really going on in the 80s?
Decade of decadence?
Yeah, there's some decadence. I guess, you know, the 60s and the 70s as well. There's some decadence. You know, it was the Cold War was kind of fizzling out. I guess the last 6 months or so were kind of exciting. But really, for such a long period of time, what was really going on? Compared to what's been going on the past year and a half since the corona apocalypse and the fake election, the massive censorship. I mean, things are moving so fast right now.
You had a whole decade of, you know, Reagan doing immigration compromises. You have the Oliver North scandal. All of that seemed to take a decade long and all of that decade's worth of, you know, conspiracy or whatever you want to call it is happening in days and months here in this time period that we're in.
Yeah, and also, the amnesty, Reagan's amnesty, that was going along with a current trend. You had a trend, certainly from the 1965 Immigration Act on, of increased immigration, and that was just, you know, just one more step in the direction that we're already heading in.
Just now it's accelerated.
It's now,
that's an understatement.
The whole business about like locking down over a mild virus, you know, that, what's that even a continuation of?
While at the same time that we're locking down, you know, these migrants are coming in by the tens of thousands, the millions, even.
It's a self-invasion.
So we're to believe that there's a deadly virus, but yet all of these unvaccinated, unmasked, you know, migrants are pouring into the southern border. I mean, yeah, reaching levels of cognitive dissonance here that were previously thought impossible.
So
it's too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
We can seg you if you are done with the dark winter.
Hard seg you.
This son of a bitch, Fauci, is under fire on claims of funding puppy experiments, specifically including beagles, which are my beagles have my heart, by the way. Mm-hmm. Just when we thought Fauci couldn't be any worse than what he is, BGR.com, Fauci under fire over claims of funding puppy experiments. I thought you would find this interesting. As 2021 draws to a close and with the second full year of the coronavirus pandemic, White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci finds himself in the center of multiple controversies, one of which involves reports of experimentation on alleged animal abuse. With a bipartisan group of congressmen demanding answers. The controversy, of course, followed Dr. Fauci pretty much from the start of the pandemic. His pronouncements turned him into a favorite target of anti-vaxxers and opponents of mask mandates, one of the two new controversies that Fauci has been dragged into. However, it isn't really connected to the pandemic at all. Indeed, it involves questions about Fauci's division at the National Institutes of Health and its reported linkage to the funding of lab experiments in Tunisia that tortured and killed beagle puppies. How low can you, like, how low is that?
You know, this actually could be a bigger deal. Like, we're both dog enthusiasts. Yes. But this could be a bigger deal than anyone would expect. Because think about Fauci. You know, he is... like, I guess, who calls him Lord Fauci? I call him Lord Fauci, but maybe it was Andrew Anglin calling him Lord Fauci. I don't know where it started. But he's hated by our people, but there's half the country that puts him on a pedestal. You know, I hear liberals, people with Democratic bumper stickers on their car, talk about Fauci. Well, Fauci says we should do this. Fauci says that. Oh, did you hear what Fauci said? And they love him. And the thing is, okay, so he's been caught lying so many times. I mean, he first was saying masks don't work. Then he's saying masks do work. And then he's saying wear two masks, maybe even three masks. And then, you know, there's no herd immunity. And then once vaccines roll out, well, we'll get herd immunity through the vaccines. You need 60%. No, you need 70. No, you need 85. And then he even talks about his lies. He says, well, I said this because of that reason, but actually it was this. But I said it because of such and such reason. So I had good reasons to lie. Okay, so all of this stuff. And then, of course, he's lied in front of Congress about the gain-of-function research. But all of this... The Hillary or any functioning adult 2020 crowd, they can ignore all of that, but a lot of them have dogs, and you know, you can ignore an awful lot, but anybody who likes dogs or maybe even just likes cats or animals or just has a soul, when you hear about torturing these puppies by drugging them and tying them down and placing their heads in boxes with sand fleas to eat their faces off while they're still alive.
As their vocal cords are cut.
Yeah, so they don't bother their torturers with their whining. So they can't plea for mercy.
Yes.
It's so disgusting. How can anybody cling to Fauci after this?
Well, here's a question. Is the media turning on Fauci? I mean, Fauci, Bill Gates, Charles Schwab, or is it, not Charles Schwab. Klaus Schwab. Okay. Klaus Schwab, Fauci, Bill Gates, they are, and George Soros, they are the bad guys that we're allowed to talk about now.
And Biden,
true.
Yeah.
As the media turns on these individuals, number one question: where is the power going when these individuals are stripped from power? And two, why are we allowed to talk about them?
Are any of them Jewish?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I mean, there's some talk about Schwab being Jewish, but I don't know.
Yeah, I've known people with that last name who are Jewish, but I don't know.
It's also a German. It's a German name.
Right. So who knows? But the thing is, that would be an awful lot. Well, I mean, you're allowed to talk about them, but how many of them have lost their positions?
Exactly. Yeah. And all of these people, although non-Jewish, are very deeply entrenched in the Jewish-dominated elite.
Yeah. So they could throw any one of them under the bus, yet to start throwing a lot of high-profile people en masse under the bus, then what do you have left?
Yeah, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is there's a reason we're allowed to talk about them and that they are expendable. They could get rid of Fauci and replace him. And will they? I don't know, but they could. And they seem to be doing that.
Well, okay, so, we went our whole lives without having medical bureaucrat heroes, right? Mm-hmm. Or anybody in the medical bureaucracy that was a household name. And so Fauci's become a household name. He's become the leading, he's referred to as the leading expert on infectious diseases or whatever. But the thing is, now you also have who else is a household name? You've got that Rochelle Walensky, for instance. You've got the tranny, right?
Levine. We're going to get to him next. That's
Richard,
a good segue.
Richard/Rachel Levine.
Mr. Garrison.
Mr. Garrison, exactly. So you've got some people that you could roll out to be the next Fauci, I suppose. Obviously, Biden's expendable. But he's expendable, except they don't really have a suitable replacement right now. Because, I think Harris... I just don't think Harris could preside over the country. I think she would just be rejected.
They are dragging out this Biden fake presidency. Let's call it a residency. resident Biden. They're dragging it out longer than I thought they would. I thought we would already contract chlamydia by now. I was preparing myself with antibiotics.
I know. But maybe I'm wrong. I just don't think she could be accepted.
And that's probably something that they've considered, is that the backlash.
So, like, already Biden is not seen as legitimate by a good half of the country. But, he's not really out there. He's not out there. You don't see him much. And you see a lot of other stuff, but you don't see him so much. And so and when he is out there, he's doing his Cornholio impression, and he's just kind of laughing. But Harris, could they just hide Harris in the White House the way they've hidden Biden? Could they do that, being, the black woman of color and everything?
She would say stuff that would be off the hinge, and they couldn't deal with that. So, yeah, better the resident that you know.
Yeah.
Better the devil,
Exactly.
Yeah.
I did make a prediction on Stormfront last week that by the, and maybe it's a, I don't, I'm not completely wed to it, but I think there is a significant chance that by the November elections next year, a year from now, the president could be Joe Manchin. And I say him specifically.
I was just saying the backlash is what they fear.
Yeah. And I don't know a whole lot about Joe Manchin, and I don't know if anybody knows a whole lot about Joe Manchin, but the logic here is that Biden, he's unviable, chlamydia is unlikable, and they can fake elections, but they got to have something to work with, and they don't have anything to work with. And I think there will probably be a lot of pressure from within the Democratic Party to get somebody in office who isn't going to scare the hell out of everybody. And who do they
have? Yeah, I mean, you got the backlash against Joe Biden. I mean, hello, go Brandon. And then you'll have, they fear that maybe they'll have even more backlash against Kamala Harris. And so Joe Manchin might be someone who everybody's like, what? Who? Nobody cares.
Okay, speaking of backlash. At the break.
Yep.
We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We are back, and so Joe Biden was doing his Beavis impression, and and Don Advo, by the way, knew who Cornholio was, which I thought was pretty cool. But what about Mr.
Oh, there's according to John Carpenter's Hoax Watch, there's a congressman censored on Twitter for saying that this Jew tranny is a man. That's a man, baby.
That's a man, baby.
Rachel Levine, also known as Mr. Garrison from South Park in drag. We were talking about backlash. So Republican Representative Jim Banks has been censored on Twitter for calling the assistant health secretary, Rachel Levine, a man. And he will be locked out of his account until he deletes his tweet. This is pretty good backlash here. Talking about that, I mean, this dude is obviously like this old man with a wig and a dress on. I mean, how can you not see that? How can people not push back? And you know, God bless this representative, you know, Jim Banks, for calling this out and taking the heat. But I mean, how many regular Americans are just seeing this and saying, "Man, this is too much. I can't do this."
And that, well, if you heard the David Duke show on, I guess it was Thursday, David was talking about Levine, and he had written out his comments ahead of time, and he had used the she pronoun. And I kept interrupting him as it's a man, baby. But the thing is, he was reading, and he couldn't edit in real time. He couldn't do the search and replace in real time on live radio. So he kept saying she and her, and I kept correcting him. And actually, I don't know, it made for kind of an amusing segment there.
Yeah, Congressman Jim Banks was censored on Twitter for saying that Rachel Levine, the Jewish tranny, who is now the first female, citation needed, 4-star officer, is a man.
It's a man, baby!
I had a theory for why they made the tranny into a 4-star.
Yeah.
Well, okay, if they made it into a 3-star, that would be a vice admiral. And so, I mean, that's vice, right? And, you know, homosexuality is a vice. So they couldn't do that. A 2-star would be a rear admiral. as Farron would say, we are reaching levels of clown world. What would he say?
That shouldn't even be possible.
Yeah, they shouldn't. I mean, it is clown world. I mean, where are the big orange noses or red noses and the little cars? I don't know. It's just insane that they would take this tranny and put 4 stars on its shoulders, and then we're supposed to think that this is a great day for America somehow? How does that work?
The first female 4-star that reaches its own. I mean, I guess so, it's a strike against feminism. I don't know.
This tranny outranks like Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn was only a 3-star general. Yeah. And what did this tranny do to get 4 stars? I mean, I don't know.
Dress,
don't tell me
what you're
trying to get to get 4 stars. I don't want to know. I'm sorry I asked.
If you doubt us, just look up Mr. Garrison in drag and Rachel Levine, and you'll see what we're talking about.
And where does Mr. Slave come in?
I don't know who that is.
Wasn't Mr. Slave Mr. Garrison's boyfriend?
I don't know. I just remember Mr. Hat.
It was
his puppet.
That's old. Mr. Hat's old. But we're at the end of the show.
We had too much fun. Stay classy if you can. I know it's hard.
It can be very hard sometimes. But we'll do our best. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Legal Radio.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.